Walter George Arthur and Marianne. Marianne was a daughter of Tunganutera, a woman from the Northeast Nation who was abducted by sealers as a child. Marianne grew up at Wibelina with her siblings Adam and Fanny. Like the other children, she was made to live with the catechist and run the nightly Bible study group for the women of the settlement. Walter George was a son of Rolapa, chief of the Ben Lomond tribe. He was separated from his family as a young boy and at 12 years old was living with the notorious colonist John Batman, who was known for orchestrating massacres of Tasmanian Aboriginal people and for abducting young Aboriginal boys. Eventually, Walter George was sent to Wibelina and briefly reunited with his family before being sent to the orphan school. Walter ran the men's Bible study lessons and, with Thomas Bruni, wrote the first Aboriginal newspaper in Australia, the Flinders Island Chronicle. Although it was heavily censored and overseen by the superintendent, it detailed the news of the settlement, and it speaks to how the Christianising regime was imposed here at Wibelina. The newspaper stopped when the superintendent found Walter George and Marianne together before marriage. Walter was put in the settlement jail as punishment. The couple used what they were forced to learn throughout their childhoods at Wibelina to advocate for our people in new ways. Walter and Marianne were key organisers of the 1846 petition that eventually led to Wibelina's closure. Walter was jailed for his role in the petition, and the superintendent threatened to hang Marianne for her participation, but neither wavered. Walter said that our people wanted justice and not pity. Throughout their lives, Marianne and Walter George continued to write letters to colonial authorities advocating for our people's interests and rights, but their freedom was never granted. They lived at the mission at Puttalina Oyster Cove until the day they died.